Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning at the 9th verse. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. Remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase, God. Our God has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Blessed are you, Lord our God, light of the earth and health of the nations. You lead us in the way of justice and mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning with the 10th verse. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night and no need of lamp or sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have to say to you, said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the gospel of the Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, we thank you for the gift of the word. As we think on these things, open our hearts and our minds to hear you. Amen. Good morning. Today is the sixth Sunday after Easter. And today's sermon is based on John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." At once, the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was the Sabbath. As the gospel states today, we come to the city of Jerusalem to play, to a place called Bethesda. Once in the city, we read that Jesus comes to the pool of Bethesda, where a great multitude of sick, blind, lame, paralyzed have been waiting for the moving of the water and to be the first ones in when it did happen. Now, the legend around the pool is that at certain occasions, an angel would come and stir up the waters, and that meant that this was time for all who wanted healing to be the first ones into the pool. But there are no confirmations that an angel had ever stirred up the water. But this became a common belief by many. For many, this seemed to be the last hope of being healed of any sickness, disease, or physical ailment. This pool is like one of the many hidden reservoirs in the hills around the city, causing these springs to rise and fall suddenly. But it can be said that undoubtedly healings did occur there. Even today, there are healings still taking place in these special areas where people go to, believing that they can be healed. There are some who say that most of these healings can be explained psychologically. It's said that when people believe they are going to be healed, and when they are in a place where healings are supposedly to occur, and they do expected things, many of them are healed. Thus, the Pool of Bethesda has established a reputation as a place where people could be healed. So now when Jesus entered the pool area, we could have been led to believe that he was there to heal all the people that were sick waiting at the pool. But instead, he was led to a man, a certain man that was waiting at the pool for the past 38 years. We don't really know why Jesus skipped over all those other people and went straight to this man, but maybe Jesus thought he was in the worst condition of anyone there. For 38 years, every day, this man laid on the pallet, and he has tried to get into the water first and failed every time. He must have been a lonesome man, as there didn't seem to be anyone or any friends there to help him into the pool at all. So Jesus went to him and looked at him exactly the way he would look at you, with tenderness, understanding, kindness, and love. The scripture says that he loved this man, and this is the way that he is looking at you. And then in John 5:6, Jesus asks the man a question, actually a rather odd question, that is, do you want to be made whole? Now, what a strange question to ask of a man who has been sick for over 38 years. But we know that Jesus would never have asked a foolish question in his life. One thing we do know from scripture is that this man did not reach out for Jesus. He didn't ask to be healed either. And he didn't even know that it was Jesus that was asking him that question. Perhaps this question was directed at the man in a spiritual way. Does he really want to get healed or doesn't he? He is going to have to do some soul searching within himself. When you think of it, 38 years is a long time to wait for a miracle, especially when it is obvious that certain conditions were impossible for the man to meet. The man's own admission proved that he had no hope of ever reaching the water before the others. So we have to ask ourselves, why did the man keep coming back to the pool? Now, judging by his answer to Jesus, "Sir, I have no one to put me in this pool when the water is troubled. And while I am going, another steps down before me." We are not quite sure. So maybe, just maybe, this man really didn't want to get healed. Because if you notice, he didn't answer Jesus' question. He kind of dismissed it and instead complained about his condition. Not do you want to be made whole is a question that can be asked of us at different times in our lives. When we compare the condition of this man to the condition of our spiritual lives and our relationship with God, doesn't it seem obvious that people want to be cleansed from their sins, their ailments, and to start lives over being led by Christ? If it's so obvious, then my question is, why doesn't everybody do it? Why doesn't everybody give their lives to Christ? Well, the answer could be that maybe they are spiritually paralyzed in heart and in mind. They may never have had a relationship with Christ, and they may not have one now. Or they're just not interested in ever having one with him, or don't know how to. They are not calling out to him at all. Their lives are so dysfunctional that they may never have ever considered that God might have something better for them. They have learned to live like this and don't even know that there is something more in life. Sometimes these people don't even know they are sick because to them it seems normal. Once a person has been in this situation for a long period of time for them, it becomes a comfort zone and they are either scared to change or don't know what to do. The making of the whole part is left up to the person themselves. Only when and if they are ready can they make themselves whole. Do you want to be made whole? Is a question that only you can answer. You can start by asking yourself, what do I need to be healed of? What is impeding my healing? Or is there anything standing in my way? Dear friends, this gospel now brings us to a critical moment of the story. What did Jesus say to a man who had lost all hope, a man who had given up on himself? Did he say, oh, come on, I'll help you get into the pool the next time the water is troubled? No, he did not. He didn't offer any type of help at all. So what does Jesus say then? Carefully notice Jesus' methods. Rise, take up your pallet and walk. And at once the man was healed, and he took up his pallet and he walked. Now after 38 years, this man, in order to be healed, placed his faith in one man, Jesus, not even knowing it was Jesus. First, Jesus tells him to rise up, get up, and he does. This man probably had tried to do this probably thousands of times before and failed. But now the Son of the living God, Jesus, is saying to him, get up. And by faith in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, he got up. God is speaking to him and thus saying, your sins can be forgiven. The second thing is to make sure there is absolutely no looking back. Jesus tells him to pick up his pallet. Why? The pallet that he had used as a bed for 38 years. Take up your bed. Get rid of it. Don't leave it there. In those words, he is saying something very important to people who need to be healed. Do not make any provisions to go back on what you have done. That's repentance. Thirdly, Jesus tells him to walk. Get up, rise, take up your pallet, walk. Do not expect to be carried. Walk a new road with Christ. Walk in discipleship as he is calling for disciples. So let us close this with a prayer that I happen to come across. Lord Jesus, we have sensed this morning that we are here, like a great multitude living by the pool of Bethesda, waiting to be healed, trying various ways and means, hoping someday somebody will help us. We have not yet listened to that wonderful voice that says to us in the inner heart, rise, take up your bed and walk. Grant that we will do so from this moment on. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, hear us, Lord of glory, that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory,
that isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory,
that he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory,
that he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory,
that by his power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory,
that he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick. Especially at this time, we remember Phyllis and Pat, E.B., D., Philip and Charlene, Frank and Christine, David, Jeanette, and any others known unto our hearts at this time. The weak, the dying, and those who are grieving. Especially, we remember Mary and Christine for the loss of their father, Dave, Carol Ann and her family for the loss of their mom, Ruth, for Jeanette and her family as they mourn the loss of Tyler. That they may be comforted and strengthened, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.